What does all this have to do with us who are trying to lead as best we can a sober Orthodox Christian life? It has a lot to do with it. We have to realize that the life around us, abnormal though it is the place where we begin our own Christian life. Whatever we make of our life, whatever truly Christian content we give to it, it still has something of the stamp of the me generation on it. And we have to be humble enough to see this, that this is where we begin. There are two false approaches to the life around us that many often make today, thinking that somehow this is what Orthodox Christians should be doing. One approach, the most common one, is simply to go along with the times. Adapt yourself to rock, music, modern fashions and tastes, and the whole rhythm of our jazzed-up modern life. Often, the more old-fashioned parents will have little contact with this life and live their own life more or less separate from it. But they will smile when they see their children follow after the latest craze and think that this is something harmless. This path is total disaster if we want to live a Christian life. It is something that produces the death of the soul. There are some who can still lead an outwardly respectable life without struggling against the spirit of the times, which is manifest in all these popular movements. But inwardly, such people are dead or dying. And the saddest thing of all, their children will pay the price in various psychic and spiritual disorders and sicknesses, which become more and more commonplace. There are a few examples I might give. One of the leading members of the suicide cult that ended so spectacularly 4 years ago in Jonestown was the young daughter of a Greek Orthodox priest. Satanic rock groups like KISS, Kids in Satan's Service, are made up of ex-Russian Orthodox young people. The largest part of the membership of the Temple of Satan in San Francisco, according to a recent sociological survey, is made up of Orthodox boys. These are only a few striking cases. Most Orthodox young people don't go so far astray. They just blend in with the anti-Christian world around them and cease to be examples of any kind of Christianity to those who look at them. This, of course, is wrong if we take Christianity seriously. The Christian must be different from the world, above all from today's weird, abnormal world. And this must be one of the basic things he knows as part of his Christian upbringing. Otherwise, there is no point in calling ourselves Christians at all, much less Orthodox Christians. The false approach at the other extreme is what one might call fake spirituality. As translations of Orthodox books on the spiritual life become more widely available and the Orthodox vocabulary of spiritual struggle is placed more and more in the air, one finds an increasing number of people talking about hesychasm, the Jesus prayer, the ascetic life, exalted states of prayer, and all manner of things like that. And the most exalted holy fathers like St. Simeon the New Theologian, St. Gregory of Palamas, St. Gregory the Sinaite, and many others. It is all, of course, very well to be aware of this truly exalted side of Orthodox spiritual life and to have reverence for the great saints who have actually lived it. But unless we have a very realistic and very humble awareness of how far away all of us today are from the life of hesychasm and how little prepared we are even to approach it, our interest in it will be only one more expression of our self-centered plastic universe. The me generation goes hesychast. That is what some people are trying to do today. But in actuality, they're only adding a new game called hesychasm to the attractions of Disneyland. There are books on the subject now, very popular. In fact, Roman Catholics are going in very big for this kind of thing. Under Orthodox influence and themselves influencing other Orthodox people. Example, there is a Jesuit priest, Maloney, who writes all kinds of books and translations. And Macarius the Great, St. Simeon the Theologian, tries to get people in everyday life to be hesychasts. And have all kinds of retreats, usually charismatic. People are inspired by the Holy Spirit, supposedly, and undertake all kinds of these disciplines which we get from Holy Fathers, which are far beyond the level in which we are today. It's a very unserious thing. There's also a lady, in fact, she was born in Russia, became a Catholic, who writes books called Pustinya, about the desert life today.
Malchanya,
the silent life, and all these things which she tries to sort of put into life like you'd have some fashion for some kind of new candy. And this, of course, is very unserious, and it's a very tragic sign of our times that these kind of exalted things are being used by people who have no idea what they're all about. For some people, it's only a habit or a pastime. For other people who take it seriously, it can be a great tragedy. And they think they're leading some kind of exalted life, and really they haven't even come to terms with their own problems inside them. Let me then re-emphasize that both these extremes are to be avoided, both worldliness and super-spirituality. But this does not mean that we should not have a realistic awareness of the legitimate demands which the world makes upon us, or that we should cease respecting and taking sound instruction from the great Hesychast fathers and using the Jesus prayer ourselves according to our circumstances and capacity. It just has to be on our level, down to earth. The point is, and this point is absolutely necessary for our survival as Orthodox Christians in these perilous times, we must realize our situation as Orthodox Christians today. We must realize deeply what times we are living in, how little we actually know and feel our orthodoxy, how far we are not just from the saints of ancient times, can't even touch them, but even from the ordinary Orthodox Christians of 100 years ago, or even a generation ago, and how much we must humble ourselves just to survive as Orthodox Christians today.